Simon Tov Tazayin, Seif Gimel. The Mechaber says, that which he said, you can make two different Erevin for the two different days of Yom Tov in two different directions. It's only for the course of the first day of Yom Tov to be able to reach the second Erev. Because the Suda has to ruin by Yom. The food that's being used for Erev Tchumen has to be there by the beginning of that Yom that's being used for, it was available for you to eat. So it has to be accessible. So for example, if someone makes an Erev Tchumen on the first day of Yom Tov, 2,000 Amos east of a city, and he's using that for the Erev Tchumen for the first day, so he cannot go west of the city at all. Shmuel points out that we're assuming over here that you're not going to have the assistance of the fact that a full city is considered Kedal Amos. Let's avoid the city for now. 2,000 Amos to the east of a random house, let's say, he made the Erev for the first day. Come second day, you want the Erev Tchumen for the second day to be somewhere west of your house, or if it's a city, technically west of the city. So that's going to be a problem, because since in the first day, your Kinyan Shvi'is was 2,000 Amos to the east of your city, of your house, so now you can't go anywhere to the west. So rather, it has to be that you made the Erev Tchumen for the first day, let's say 1,500 Amos east of your Makom, of your city, of your house, and then the one for the second day is anywhere less than 500 Amos or less to the west, so now you could get there on the first day, and therefore it could be Chayu, Kinyan Shvi'isa, Ben Shmash, going to the second day, that new spot. And then on the second day, you could walk 2,000 Amos west of your Erev Tchumen that you made for the second day. It has to be that towards the end of the first day, you could technically have made it to the Mokum of the Erev Tchumen of the Kinyan Shvi'isa for the second day. And the Mechaber says, Sifdal Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, whether Erev Chatzeres or Erev Tchumen. And same as it's all Shabbos, which explains, they have the same rules of Erev Chatzeres, the Mavois, etc. Siv Hey, the Mechaber says that Yom Tov applies by Erev Tchumen, regular rules of Tchumen, Erev Tchumen apply by Yom Tov. Not Erev Chatzeres. Mishnah Berurah explains because no Issur Yitzah is no Issur of carrying a Yom Tov. That said, Mishnah Berurah says, looking at some Tov Kuf Yuches and Chaz Yom Tov, the Chachamim say, the one makes Erev Chatzeres for Shabbos, he should speak out, Shabbos Hashana Ul Yom Tovim, speak Yom Tovim as well, because there are things that you're not allowed to carry Yom Tov, things are not a Tzarech for Yom Tov at all. Those things cannot carry Yom Tov without Erev, and therefore for those things you will need to have Erev Chatzeres. Although one thing will not make Erev Chatzeres typically for Yom Tov itself, but he's making it for Shabbos, he should include Yom Tov as well. This way Yom Tov will be include and he'll be able to carry a Yom Tov in the fenced-in area. The things are not Tzarech for Yom Tov. He'll have Erev Chatzeres for Yom Tov included in the Erev Chatzeres that he made for Shabbos.